Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. The doors are open on the center, and today we're focusing on early childhood memories. They're very powerful. I had an opportunity to write two books on childhood memories, one a national bestseller, and we're going to talk about childhood memories today, and in particular about Christmas memories, okay? So we want to hear yours. So let's go.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. So do you have a Christmas memory? Share it with us. Our lines are open and they're toll-free, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now from the studios of the Intentional Living Center in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And childhood memories are very powerful. You know, when I was going through my training at the University of Arizona in counseling, and I first was exposed to the power of childhood memories, to understand that our childhood memories are very interesting in terms of revealing who we are today. And so I'm thinking that would be true of Christmas memories as well. How you remember your Christmases from your childhood, the very earliest memories, may say something about how you kind of view life today. Happy, warm, alone, and so on. We'd love to hear your childhood memories. As I mentioned, I had a chance to co-author a book with Dr. Kevin Lehman called Unlocking the Secrets of Your Childhood Memories, and then I wrote a book called Father Memories, focusing on the power of memories. So memories is kind of a fun topic to me, and I'd love to hear your Christmas memories. What do you remember from those early, early years? It'd be fun for you to talk to your kids, even now, as young adults. What are their early childhood memories of Christmases with you all? May tell you something kind of interesting as well. So come join us. Tell us a childhood memory early. What's kind of the first memory? I think back to myself, and I grew up in Western Michigan in Muskegon. Along the lake shore of Lake Michigan, we had about 100 inches of snow every winter. And I remember the snowy nights of leading up to Christmas and many Christmas Eves and Christmas days that you'd feel almost snowed in. And we'd always get together as a family. We had an extended family, my aunts and uncles and cousins. And my Aunt Evelyn, who was never married, and she was the one that made sure that all the family got together. This was her family. This was her time to get everybody together. And she'd find an old dumpy hall down in Muskegon Heights, which is, it's just an old dumpy part of finding an old hall. And I can still remember as a kid going down there as a whole family. And my birthday being on Christmas Day, I can remember my 10th birthday when we all got together. And we had a cake, and all the family was there on my birthday. I thought that was pretty special. I don't know. What does that say? I like cake. I don't know what it says. How about you? Hey, what's a childhood memory that you have of Christmas? Come join us, 888-888-1717.
I love when Linus gets on stage and he reads from the Bible. And isn't it cool that that is on national television and so many generations know Christmas through the scripture he reads? And it comes from Luke 2. Well, rather than me reading it, let's have Linus read it.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
I love that part, good news of great joy. We all need good news of great joy. That's hope, and that's Jesus.
Well, thank you, Lauren. That's true. You know, for many, as they say around here, until you hear Linus read the story, it isn't Christmas. And so maybe your memories revolve around movies you've seen, time with the family, church parties or church times of worship and celebration. 888-888-1717. What's Christmas memory for you? Jennifer is on the line. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Appreciate your call. What's a memory for you?
So we're actually creating some new memories with our family. We have 3-year-old twins, and so we're finally able to get them involved in some of the Christmas traditions. And one that we're starting this year is to have them help us build blessing bags for the homeless. And oftentimes we'll have bags of water and food and socks and stuff in our car. But at Christmas time, we put them in Christmas bags and wrap them all up in Christmas paper, put a candy cane and a card made by the kids with them, and hand them out to the homeless that we see as we're driving around. And it's just been a good thing that they can help us with, and that gets them asking lots of questions when we hand out the bags. And it's just been a really neat tradition to start with them.
Well, they'll never forget that. Now, did you grow up in a home, Jennifer, where you saw that kind of that attitude of giving?
We did. When I was about their age, when I was about 3 years old, my parents started sponsoring a kid through Compassion, and that, I think, probably was my earliest memory of having some kind of impact and knowing that I could do something about, you know, the suffering in the world. And so we just kind of have always had that mindset of giving, especially around Christmas time. So it's fun to now be able to carry that on with my own kiddos.
Yeah, I think it's so true, Jennifer. We learn in the homes we grow up in. Sometimes we learn negative things that we say we don't want a part of our current life. But others, like yourself, you learn good things in your home that you want to carry on and adapt to your generation. And I'll tell you what, your kids will grow up. I know they're just, you said they're 3 now?
Yeah.
3 years old? They'll remember that. 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. And when they start thinking about their Christmas memories, it'll be mom and dad with the blessing bags that they always carried around in the car to give to people. That's a great memory. So you have a great Christmas plan for the coming up here, Jennifer, with your family?
Well, we just moved into a new home, so we're just going to kind of keep it quiet in the morning and you know, spend some time with family a little bit later. And, yeah, it's going to be fun making new traditions.
Well, fantastic. Well, we appreciate your call. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Fantastic. You know, a young couple getting started and saying, listen, we want to make some memories for our kids. What kind of memories do you have when you think about an early childhood memory back to your Christmas, early Christmases? 888-888-1717.
Hi, I'm Amy Phillips with Intentional Living. If this Christmas season offers something brand new, like you're newly married or you have a baby at home who will celebrate its first Christmas, Erin Smalley with Focus on the Family says now is a great time to start a new Christmas tradition.
You know, I have lots of ideas, but the carry out is what I have a difficult time doing, carrying it out. So do one. Pick one that you can start this year. Just be intentional about the unity that is forming within your family system.
Of course, all traditions got their start somewhere, so don't be afraid to tweak them as time goes on. Erin says you can make a birthday cake for Jesus, or drive around town and look for homes that have nativities, and then have the kids write a note to the owners of the home, thanking them for celebrating the reason for the season. I'm Amy Phillips for Intentional Living.
Hey, that's good. Thank you, Amy. Ideas. You know, don't let Christmas come and go without instilling some tradition. Traditions are important. Traditions give some sense of family, some sense of predictability from year to year. Simple, they don't have to be complex, but whatever they are, things that your family become known for, and reflective of your values and your beliefs. What do we believe and what are we doing in terms of what we believe and we say that we believe? And then making sure that in turn becomes a part of how we interact and how we live and the traditions that we have in our family. We certainly would love to hear yours. 888-888-1717. Amy called from Michigan. Amy, welcome to Intentional Living.
Oh, thank you.
What's your memory? What's a tradition or memory?
I can't help but remember every Christmas about my brother, who's now a major in the Army, and I knew there was no Santa Claus, and it was the first year I knew this, so I had to not tell my brother, which was a big deal for me to keep my mouth shut. And anyway, he came up on Christmas morning, ran up the stairs, and started shaking me, and I tried to ignore him. It kept shaking me. He said, Amy, Santa's in a box downstairs, and he can't get out. And it's like, what? He said, it's moving. So that got me out of bed. So we went downstairs, and there's a box moving around on the wooden floor. and we took the lid off, and there was a little collie puppy in there. And my sister wanted to name him Prince because we got him for Christmas. But that's just a neat story of when my brother was still young and innocent before he grew up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unfortunately, we all do, don't we? How old were you, Amy?
Yes. I was probably 12.
And you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
that's
memory.
Just one of the, So thank you.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it. You know, we think about, thank you, Amy, and Merry Christmas to you. We think of memories throughout the year. Christmas memories are special in that they're associated with so often with family and with emotion. Sometimes not such happy memories. Sometimes they can be negative memories. But the memories we have of Christmas, I challenge you to think about this. Think about the earliest memory you have of Christmas. Go back in your mind and think about that memory. Could be when you're 3 or 5 or 8, but whatever. What is it? Who's involved in that memory? Are there people there? What's the feeling associated with that memory? Is it warm? Is it family? Is it fearful? Is it just you alone? Whatever the memory is, it's interesting. I don't want to go too deep in the whole thing on memories other than to say that how we remember certain things from our childhood really reflect as much about who we are today. If family is a positive thing in your life and it's a warm, positive experience, you're more likely to have memories of childhood that associate with warm memories of family. If you're more of a loner, maybe your memories are more being a loner at Christmas. And you see the connection between these memories. You know, so as we make memories for our kids, remember that our kids are going to remember what they choose to remember. But at Christmas, to be able to have an environment where we have traditions that we establish as a family that kids can latch onto, that later look back and say, those were good things. This was a family that really honored and lived out what their faith was, and that's being intentional. How about you? 888-888-1717.
We pick our habits. Habits don't pick us. The reality in this room, every one of us have habits, and our habits are probably different. Our good habits probably a little different, and our bad habits may be a little different, but we picked our habits. They didn't pick us. A habit doesn't walk up to you and say, I'm now going to take control of your life. See? A habit is something that somewhere along in life we chose. We picked. We may not have been intentional in doing it, but we did it.
That is an excerpt from the month's teaching here in December on the topic of one habit for 1 year. I taught this lesson a couple months ago to prepare us for 2015. I would challenge you to think about that. What is one habit that could make a big difference in your life as a follower of Christ that could make 2015 even a better year than 2014? Could be a habit of your mind, the way you think, Philippians 4:8, for example. It could be a habit of how you deal with your attitude, and we see attitude is important. We see that in Ephesians chapter 4. It may be a decision about a behavior that you want to change in your life in terms of your relationship or toward food or work or whatever it may be, but do it with the passion to honor Christ. I would challenge you to think about one habit for 1 year. What would it be? What difference would it make? Not a resolution, but a habit. An action turned into a habit. One thing. Just a thought. Anyway, that's the teaching for December. Members, watch for it. If you don't already have it, it's coming your way. I challenge you to listen to it, share it with others, maybe talk about it during this Christmas season. Think about 2015. You know, if you're a new listener to Intentional Living, we're all about offering hope. Hope is like water to a parched life. And we possess the message of hope in Jesus Christ. The question is foundational in every life. What are we going to do intentionally about the hope that we've been given? How do we respond? Your family, your future depends upon what you decide today. It matters. And here at the Intentional Living Center, we provide very practical encouragement and instruction on the process of making life decisions and taking daily action that lead to hope in Christ, and thereby making each day better than the one before it. Hope is an intentional decision. See, by equipping people every day here at the ministry. We take the principles of living intentionally, which are very biblical, for couples and singles and youth and seniors. And as we teach and as we share, as we live it out, people experience more hope, more freedom, freedom from mediocrity and the limitations of just getting by. We're hearing from single moms and dads that are growing in confidence, young people that are making better life decisions by honoring Christ through the fulfillment of their life calling. Really, intentional living is a discipleship ministry. Intentional living is really leading the way, and I'm passionate about making sure that we keep pointing people to Christ. So let me ask you, what difference has intentional living made in your life? Or let me even ask this, what difference could it make in your life? We're here for you. That's a huge question. Now, intentional living is a ministry, and it's supported by a community of believers that desire authenticity in life, something real in an unreal world, the desire to believe something, which is our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Bible teaches, and then turn that into how we live. Hope becomes daily action. Daily action increases confidence that we have in the hope that we've placed in Christ in the first place. So come join us through yours and other people's intentional financial support at this very critical moment. We're going to be able to continue sharing the intentional living message around the world. Now, we have friends who've set up a matching gift for our umbrella ministry of Family Life Communications of $85,000. Dawn reports to me we have less than $10,000 to go on that match. So your gift will be matched for the overall ministry. Your gift will go right into intentional living. God bless you. $100 becomes $200, $500 becomes $1,000, and so on. And we're counting on you. Between now and the end of the year, we're counting down the need, and we got a long ways to go. We're behind where we needed to be coming into December, but we're thankful for all of the positive response this month. So I'm asking you, help us close out the year strong. Your gift matters. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, or call West Coast Business Hours, 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Hey, our lines are still open to share your Christmas story with us. 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And we've got more coming up. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Black Friday, we get up way too early, fight through crowds for things that honestly just don't matter that much. Well, this year, I'm buying something that will help put my family on a strong spiritual foundation for the new year. I'm going online to buy the Word for Your Life gift pack.
From the Intentional Living Center, the Word for Your Life gift pack includes a 90-day devotional book and the chronological Bible. The gift pack makes a great gift for someone you love or yourself. Each day, important truth from God's Word and the devotional bring everything into focus for your life. And right now, save 34%. Go to theintentionallife.com and order the Word for Your Life gift pack. That's theintentionallife.com.
Have you joined our Facebook family yet? We've got some really sharp people posting some great stuff, like Catherine, who said, "For the majority of our 35 years of marriage, my mother-in-law has treated me with disrespect, rejection, and unacceptance. For years, I did everything I could to try to earn her love and acceptance as a member of the family. Finally, I realized, through the grace of God, that she may never love me, and that's okay. I've chosen to forgive her. I ask God every day to see through her eyes and love her with His love. I now have freedom and peace in my relationship with her. Praise God." Want to get blessed? Join our Facebook family today at facebook.com/intentionalliving, or go to theintentionallife.com. Randy.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Kurt. Do that. Facebook is there for you. We're on Twitter as well at the IL Center. Our website is theintentionallife.com, where you can link into Facebook. More memories. Let's go. Let's go to Laura. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Hi.
Appreciate your call. What's a memory?
I remember when I was a little girl, every year I would get together with my grandmother, and we would put together her Christmas village, just her and I.
Just the two of you?
Yes.
What's that feel like when you think of that memory, Laura?
It's great to have that one good memory Christmas time, because the other ones were not always so great. So to have that. Uh-huh.
But see, it's interesting. What's interesting, Laura, let me point out something. You focused on that one memory. You focused on something that was positive. I think I know something about Laura just from that memory. You really appreciated that it was just you and Grandma, the two of you, that you felt special, and it was just the two of you doing it.
Yes, most definitely.
And my guess is that's important to Laura today as an adult as well.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is very important. I love to still spend time with her. She's hopefully going to be around a lot longer, but, you know, we can't all live forever.
No, and you enjoy the time you have. Laura, thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas to you. Let's go to Dale, New Mexico. What do you remember, Dale? What's your childhood memory, Christmas?
Well, when I was small, and I remember about the Christmas tree. My mom and dad always said that Santa Claus brought the Christmas tree. And I thought, well, that's pretty neat. But then when I'd go around with my friends and I'd see their tree up, and I was going to say, how come you got your tree up already? And they would tell me this and that and the other thing. And then I said, well, you know, Santa Claus brings our tree. And I would think about that. And over the years, when we got a little older, why, my brothers and I, we were peeking around the door looking into the living room, and we saw Mom and Dad putting up the tree, and that made me feel so special that, you know, they'd spend all that night trying to get everything ready for us, and what a blessing it was over the years to remember that.
Wow. Two things I know about Dale from that. One is you're an inquisitive guy. Nope, nobody's pulling the wool over the eyes of Dale. Is that true?
True.
And secondly, like Laura, it you really appreciate it when someone treats you special. When there's something special, that really means a lot to you.
It does.
Yeah.
And we try to give that back. My wife and I, we go down to the rescue mission on Christmas, and we started out 30-some years ago giving socks, just a pair of socks, and passed them out at the rescue mission. And now 30-some years, we've got everybody helping. We have 50 or 60 items we put in a backpack.
Wow.
Put 50 of them together. And to see those men smile and sing Christmas carols and have that tree, I just look. See, somebody took some time to put that tree up for them.
Yes, indeed. Just like when you were a little boy. You see how this works? Kind of interesting, isn't it? Thank you, Dale. Merry Christmas, and God bless you for being an example of how all this works. Marcy, New Mexico, is in New Mexico. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi there. What's a childhood memory for you?
Well, there's several that I could talk about, some wonderful ones, but one of them that probably was the most meaningful, it was a Christmas, I can't remember what age I was. I had an older brother, 3 years older, and we were both old enough to be able to drive. And we started off Christmas, and there was a fight. There were frequently fights in our home on holidays and other times. So my brother and I left. And, you know, that was pretty depressing. But my brother, rather than us sitting around being angry or upset, said, let's go to, I'll tell you, you just come with me, and I know where we're going. So first, it was hard to find somewhere open, but we drove clear out to the west side of Albuquerque to find a truck stop that was open. And even though he didn't have much money, he bought candy and gum and little gifts. And then, he said, we're going to the psychiatric hospital. Now, he'd been in and out of psychiatric hospitals for a lot of, but I'd never been in one, and I was pretty frightened. But anyway, we went over there, and he said, come on, Marcy, the people you just don't know. Sorry, it's hard to talk about this.
That's all right.
You don't know how much it's going to mean to these people. So we went. Sorry. And I remember how my stomach was just in knots. I don't know what I thought would happen, but it frightened me. But, you know, he went in and sat down and just started talking with people. And pretty soon I figured it out. You just sat down and listened to people and asked them questions.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them thanked us over and over again for visiting him on Christmas Day. And all of them had had no one else visit them that day.
Mm. You know what's really powerful about that, Marcy, is that when you think about the memory, you started by saying in our home there was a lot of negative stuff, fighting and so on. But instead of gravitating to that part of the memory, you gravitate to the fact, hey, my brother took me and we did something positive. We turned something negative into something positive. Even some gum and some little gifts and things to do something for somebody's hurting. And my guess about you, Marcy, as I hear you share that memory is, yeah, even with fear in life, you got to keep pushing through. Got to keep pushing through. Do the right thing. Sometimes our fear can hold us back. Our traditions can hold us back. But when God's prompting us, let's be focused on doing the next right one thing. All right. Hey, listen, this has been great. We're out of time for today. I want to thank each of you for calling. Those of you who didn't get on the air, thanks. You can always share your stories with us on our comment line, our story line, or come join us on Facebook at theintentionallife.com. Christmas is coming today, focusing on childhood memories of Christmas. I'll tell you what we're doing starting tomorrow. We're excited about this. Starting with tomorrow's broadcast, we've gone back over 2014 and reviewed all the statistics that have come in, all the number of calls on topics and the number of responses on Facebook and comments that were left and stories and so on, and the number of people who are listening to our program online afterward and so on. And we picked the top five programs of 2014, the ones that you responded to the most. And I think you'll be very pleased and very encouraged as we share with you starting tomorrow, countdown, program number 5 and then 4 and 3, right down to the number one program of the year, which we'll share with you next year. So we'll do the countdown starting tomorrow here at the Intentional Living Center. Thank you for joining us today. If you have memories to share with us, come do so as you call 888-888-1717. Again, I want to thank those of you who are praying for us as a ministry. Thank you for encouraging us with your cards, your letters, and those of you who've been standing with us in a practical way of supporting the ministry here as we wrap up the year, making a difference for all of eternity. God bless you. Thank you for doing that. For Rob and Sally and for Steve and Stephen and the rest of the team, I'm Randy Carlson. God bless you, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Living.